AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The spotlight on Vice President Kamala Harris has intensified as some major Democratic donors, including the co-founder of Netflix, call on President Biden to drop out of the race. The vice president was in New Orleans Saturday. She told the Essence Festival the nation's democracy would be under threat if Donald Trump is elected.
You have the former president who is running to become president again, who has openly talked about his admiration of dictators and his intention to be a dictator on day one.
Biden has said he's not going anywhere, but five congressional Democrats have now called on him to leave the race. Today's runoff elections in France could bring the far-right National Rally Party into power, and preparations along the Texas Gulf Coast continue for Beryl, expected to make landfall as a hurricane tomorrow. Storm surge and flooding the major concerns. Today is expected to be the busiest travel day of the entire summer. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The 988 Crisis Lifeline is now almost 2 years old. A new report says it's making a difference in Wisconsin, but could still be improved. Mike Moen reports.
While the report from the group Inseparable says progress is needed, it notes the change was a critical step toward providing better care. For Wisconsin's operation, the findings show the call answer rate is at 77%, below the desired level of 90%. Abigail Spangers oversees a separate peer-driven helpline in the La Crosse area, says when it comes to the broader service, she would like to see more training that's trauma-informed.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
She says in some cases, the caller is simply looking for someone to talk to. In financing state-level systems, the report does credit Wisconsin for having an enhanced Medicaid match for mobile response. But it does call on the Badger State to join others in adopting a telecom fee to help ensure more stable funding. Report authors say the overall goal is to reduce the effects of deficient crisis response. Since 2015, almost one in five fatal police shootings involved a person experiencing a mental health emergency. Inseparable's Angela Kimball says too often there is a tragic outcome when people can't get the necessary help.
At a less severe level, we see a lot of people who end up in crowded emergency departments, and frankly, emergency departments are getting so filled up.
Meanwhile, the report found that nationally, more than 80% of calls to 988 are resolved over the phone, and for those who require mobile response teams, 70% are resolved in the field. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Brewers wrap it up in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers in a final game of their three-game series today. The Dodgers winners again last night, 5-3. Shohei Ohtani breaking out of a 1-for-12 slump. He got on base five times Saturday night. 5-for-5 with a home run, a triple. He walked twice, and he got hit by a pitch. Ohtani also had a stolen base and two runs batted in. The Brewers trying to avoid a sweep, losing their fourth game in a row, which would be their longest losing streak so far this season. The trade deadline for Major League Baseball is coming up later this month, July 30th. And a column this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, don't be surprised if the Brewers put shortstop Willy Adames on the trading block. He's 28 years old, at the peak of his career, and will be at the end of his contract this year, where he's expected to get a huge payday next year as a free agent. It might be a way for the Brewers to get more pitching help this season, although Adames is a very popular, well-liked teammate inside that Brewers clubhouse. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms around the area today, mostly cloudy skies, highs of the upper 70s, close to 80 degrees, and a south breeze. Tonight, more showers and storms, lows of the lower to middle 60s. Thunderstorms continue on Monday. It's 69 at our studios.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When President Biden wanted to set the record straight, he called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
Hear the complete conversation now at civicmedia.us.
Toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
The Music of the Stars is on the air, and I've got a special treat for you. We've got the Music of the Stars ready to go for you with a kind of a local treat. You folks in Chicago, you'll appreciate Mark Courtney Johnson right here in WRJN. Mark works at the Green Mill Lounge. Writes his own music. Including this one.
Goodbye, no use leading without him. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, a cozy fire to keep you warm. wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health, but more than wealth, I wish you love. My breaking heart and I. Shelter from a storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, where's no place for, I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love.
When you reach the heights, I miss the kissing and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. Broken dates, endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. Wish I were in love again. Be gone, pulled out fur of a cat and cur, my mismaiden of him and her. I've learned my lesson. I wish I were in love again. The birds have sighed, the black and eye. Words, I love you till the day I die. Self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. Love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of falling seeds, double-crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No more care, no despair. I'm all there, but I'd rather be punched drunk. I much prefer the classic battle of him and her. I don't like quiet. I wish I were in love again. But I wish that I were in love again.
There's Tony. The best of the best, making it easy.
If you became my love, I'd return the other two. Oh, if I had three wishes. wishes, I'd ask for you alone. All the other things I want will be mine when you're my own. But if you told me that I must use the other two, it wouldn't matter. If I had those three wishes, my first would be for you, and the second and the third would be that my first wish comes true. My first would be for you, and the second and the third would be that my first wish comes true.
Makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is to extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes.
George Grobel Show. On the Music of the Stars, here's K.D. Lang. WRJN, Coast to Coast, civicmedia.us, and worldwide. Voices in the business. The Music of the Stars. Russ Phillips.
Our love will live. Our love will last. This is not a dream that ended with the dawn. It's one fate intended to live on. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning. Just midsummer's madness, a passing glance, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it.
Phillips Group. That's Russ on trombone. And the music of the stars, Patti Page with a bit of history in Kenosha. 1960.
I wish I'd never been born. Don't like this life I'm living.
I don't think that song is really good for Patti. Maybe somebody like Brian Hyland or Johnny Tillotson, Johnny Cash even. The music of the star. Song's about, well, wishing. Thank you.
sing a happy tune. Only a lonely fellow sings to the mellow moon. Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Over me to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I had a girl.
Gee, I wish that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone when I ought to be up at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I had a
that I had a girl like the other fellows had. Someone to make a fuss over me, to cheer me up when I feel sad. On Wednesday night I'm all alone up at some sweetheart's home, and I'm lonesome, awfully lonesome. Gee, I wish I had a
stay with the Norman Luboff Group on the Music of the Stars. Gus Kahn wrote them. Paul Weston in the orchestra. Paul Weston got a Grammy for a comedy album. For playing bad music. What if we could do that today, hmm? The comedy album was, well, if I promote it in advance, you won't turn the radio off or change it. Weston and his wife did a comedy album that was loved by the critics and not so much by the audience. You'll see why. but they put a blurb on the album cover. To promote the wonderful music you're about to hear. Not. Said every once in a while, it's a privilege of a record company to come upon a great artist in the earlier formative stages. Well, the joke was on us, folks. Here's that album. Playing that record because when people tune in halfway through, they what's going? The only group that's still in tune are the male chorus. A little bit of a dig on Mitch Miller and his sing-along group. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. That's really Paul Weston and Joe Stafford. In real life, they're married. The Music of the Stars. Thanks for sticking through it. Musicians love them. Album. Sammy Nestigo. Grammy for Best Comedy. Express. Sammy Nestigo and Company. Music. Racine style. Elmwood Park, actually. Joel. Jensen. Jack Grassel.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire. While the breeze on high sings a lullaby, you'll be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice.
Talent, you gotta love it. Joel and Jack.
I love you.
questions. I need you, need you, need you. I need you. Yes, I need you. Any questions?
King.
Any questions for you?
Presented by Menon for Men. The Menon Company, makers of Menon Skin Bracer, America's most popular aftershave lotion for that wake-up tingle. Menon Spray Deodorant for Men, the spray deodorant that checks odor and perspiration round the clock. And the makers of the Menon Shave Creams for the smoothest shave of your life.
Who use Menon. How about you?
And now, here's your man about questions, Bill Slater.
Thank you. A very hearty welcome again, all of you, to 20 Questions, the absolutely unrehearsed animal, vegetable, and mineral game that everybody is playing. Now, briefly, this is the way we play the game of 20 Questions. You friends of ours out there send in subjects for our expert questioners over here to identify by asking me not more than 20 questions. Now, we have a rather unique way of keeping track of the score as we go along. We do it on our Menon scoreboard. It just so happens that there are exactly 20 letters in the expression Menon products for men. And as each question is asked, the letter lights up, and as we go along, we know where we stand. Now, if your subject is used here on 20 questions, you'll receive a beautiful genuine leather jewel case if you're a woman, or a genuine leather traveling case if you're a gentleman. And each will be filled with a complete line of Menon products for men. Now, if our panel doesn't get your subject in 20 questions, and sometimes they don't, you know, here's a special grand prize that you get. The book that everybody wants, the new Thumb Index Columbia Encyclopedia, containing 6 million words covering 7 billion years of history and progress. And that's right, much coverage, isn't it? And so that you friends of ours at home there will always know what our experts are trying to guess, our men in Mystery Voice will tell you what the subject is. The poster informs our studio guests. Naturally, we're not going to tell.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die. Curtis Jones and I.
The music of the star. Here's Frank Sinatra. That was Howard Keel. Stand by for news and weather. Next up.
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. And then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I own the earth and sky. And now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. And all at once, I own the earth and the sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I, Miss Jones and I, Miss Jones.
News, timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, Saturday, July 13th, Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Racine, 322 Ohio Street. A blood drive, urgent need. Especially type O. Donors, you get a Culver's coupon, frozen custard.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.